They are coming down to the footpath to the barrier and then trying to walk around the barrier. This is a narrow roadway, carriageway. There's thousands of cars go down that there during any one day, and people are putting themselves at great risk and also endangering motorists as well. So look, what I've asked for is a proper hoarding to be put in place with provision for a pedestrian way that would secure and allow them to walk safely along the front of the hoarding. We heard there today from one of the project managers that they had consultant engineers looking at it, and they're not sure that it can happen for pedestrians. But I've asked them today to go back and look at that again, to talk to the consultants and engineers that they have and see can they provide that on the outside of the hoarding but off the road. And in failing that, they come up with a way of preventing the people coming down crossing the road at that spot, because it's too dangerous. We've seen a lot of near misses. It won't be if it happens, but it'll be when it'll happen, and I'm just trying to prevent that action happening on the main street.
We know the council has put notices up on the fencing there this week under the Derelict Properties Act. Yeah. Now, the reality is, even if everything is expedited as quickly as possible, it's going to be a long time before those buildings are remediated and brought back into use. This is not going to be a short-term thing. This is going to be here for a long time.
Yeah, there's a possibility it will. We got an update this morning again from the regeneration team. They're engaging with the owners. There's multiple owners. That in itself poses its own problem. But it would be our preference that if the owners are not going to store the buildings back to use, that they would sell them to the council, and then we would take over from there. And they've assured us if that's the case, then the works will be done quite quickly. The buildings will be demolished, and the site would be then cleaned up, because as you're aware, we also got a presentation today on the square, and that there is moving along nicely. We've got the design for it and all now, and we've got the public consultation again, but it's looking really, really well, and we want to get them buildings sorted out before the work in the square begins.